You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number is 564-1290 or 866-564-1290. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com to listen to past programs and find real estate information. Call me after the program at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. Welcome back. Jaron Piltz produces the program. And coming up on today's guest here is Neil Ablett to talk about Ablett's House, and I, Mark Schneidman, am my client's realtor. Neil Ablett, good morning. Welcome back to Radio Real Estate.
Good morning, Mark. Rumor has it that you've got a birthday today.
Today is my 50th birthday, if you can believe it. I don't look a day over 49.
Oh, my God. To be young again. Congratulations. Happy birthday.
Should I ask you how old you are?
No, don't ask me. I'd have to tell you I'm 13 years older, but I don't think I look a day over 39.
We don't want crowds gathering around your house, but I did tell people where the house is located, and they can't really get too close to it, but you could just see it. It's gift wrap in this tarp. It's very bizarre looking.
Absolutely amazing. By wrapping it like that, it's amazing how many people fail to look up and see it. But, yeah, we've had quite a few visitors. In fact, I just took a group from New Jersey through it at 10 o'clock this morning. It's incredible. It's absolutely incredible. 800,000 pounds, 4.25 miles of rebar, and counting the 44 feet of caissons all the way up to the top, it was all done in 20 weeks. When I say done, I mean the exterior.
The pouring, yeah. How tall is the building from the ground to the top?
Well, it depends what you call the top. If you call the rooftop patio the top, it's 42 feet. If you call the top of the tower the top, it's 53 feet. And if you call the little art thing they put in the top of the tower, it's 57.
But it's
in the middle of the block, and you really don't see it except from Haley. Actually, you do see it from the east side of State Street, from about Pep Boys on up to the corner of Coda. You can see the little towers. And they're going to be all mosaic. They'll be quite beautiful.
Now, Neil sends me emails every, 2 weeks or 4 weeks of the photos and the progression and little comments. So you're now starting to frame in stuff. And are they using, not wood studs, but they're using metal framing?
It's all metal framing. There's 8 inches of concrete and about 6 inches of metal framing. They're putting the plumbing in now. And the... this is good. The sprinkler system, in case the concrete catches on fire, we've got a major commercial size of sprinkler system to put the concrete out.
Yeah, I saw that comment. That's pretty funny. There's nothing going to burn in that house. And I want to know how many termites you're going to have.
Termites aren't going to be a problem. But if there's a fire on the rooftop patio, we've got two stairways going down. They're only about 7 feet apart, so we can get out in a hurry.
Yeah, I've seen that in the plans. The room is what square footage? 18 feet by 18 feet?
Probably closer to 17 by 17, but then you've got, the 3 feet of the stairs. So, but they're good-sized rooms. They're 14 by 16, let's say. The kitchen's got a 10-foot ceiling. It's the largest room.
Just to get back to this top room, you have two staircases from the top floor room leading up to the top rooftop balcony or deck or whatever you're calling it, patio.
The rooftop patio has two passageways down, one on either side, to the living room below.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get into that. Now, Steve Martin, we'll get the whole story when you're finished and you get your occupancy permit. I really want to understand why you need two staircases in one room to go up. The Steve Martin built a concrete house in Montecito, and Dan Lenz from Lenz Pest Control had to go out there, and he had termites.
And what?
He had termites.
You're kidding. Maybe they had wood interiors or something. Anyway, there's no wood. There will be wood in the windows on the alley side, which will be the only windows that open. The other three sides will be steel, and they won't be windows, but rather something called transparent walls, which is glass, 1 inch thick, but has a 1 hour fire rating, but they cannot be opened.
Now, when do you expect to move in?
July 4th.
That's what you're shooting for.
Well, that's what I'm telling people. It sounds very patriotic.
Well, Neil, thanks for keeping us abreast.
Okay, my pleasure. Come see it. Come visit. It's a spectacular views from up there, and happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I got my buddy here up from Redlands. He's a landlord. We might chat with him for a bit in the third segment on some rental issues, and I don't know what we're going to do at noon, but we might come over and say hi.
Okay, well, give me a call. Make sure I'm there. I'm not running around errands right at the moment.
Oh, okay. Okay, will do, Neil. Maybe okay. We'll catch you later. Thank you.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Neil Ablett. Neil Ablett, Ablett's Dry Cleaners. Here's an interesting bit of trivia. Denzel Washington, Dick Clark, Art Carney, Betty Shabazz, the widow of Malcolm X, Gus Williams, who is an NBA player, and P. Diddy, and David Chase, the mastermind behind The Sopranos, and Mark Schneidman were all born and or raised in Mount Vernon, New York, town of 4 square miles. Pretty bizarre. Do you looking to buy a second home? Got some interesting stats on second home sales, and they kind of lump it together with vacation homes. And second home sales accounted for about 40% of all residential transactions in 2005, according to the NAR. Which jumped it up from 36% from 2004. So, if you look at they break it down. It's kind of difficult, but so someone buys a home. A 27% of all homes purchased were for investment in 2005, and 12% were vacation homes. So that's where they get 27.7, 12.2. So that's where you get 40%. That really struck me. I would not have guessed it would have been that high. And mainly the reason is because the median price of a vacation home in 2005 was $204,100. And the median price for an investment property was $183,500. So with those kind of numbers, you can see why maybe 40% of all homes purchased for that. For 2005, 2.32 million homes for investment, up 15%. So people were going into real estate. And for the second homes, for the vacation homes, it was just over a million. So 2.3 million for investment and just over a million for vacation homes. And both of these numbers for 2005 were up almost 16%. And people are claiming that they're buying these to park money as, let's see, there was a spot here. And there was a spot explaining why they're doing it. Because everyone's questioning, real estate, stock market. And this is really not, here it is. In listing the reasons for purchase, 41% of the people who bought vacation homes said they would use it for vacations. Well, geez, why wouldn't 100% of the people who are buying vacation homes saying they'd use it for vacations? But only 41%, that was their main reason for buying it. 31% said they'd use it as a family retreat. Well, that seems almost the same. So say 70% are just claiming it as that second, that vacation home feel. And almost 28% said it was intended to diversify their investments. Actually, you could use all three reasons. For the people who bought investment homes, buy something and rent it out, over half said that the rental income was the primary factor, and just over a third was wanted to diversify their investments. Well, that's enough of that. It wasn't that interesting, was it? Will, before the break, for some of you out there, I might give you a clue. Top 10 list of warning signs to let you know that you have a real difficult listing. And with the increase in the market today and more inventory, you want to be a little careful about what you're going to list. And if you're a seller, you might want to avoid some of these pitfalls to help you sell your property more quickly. So this top 10 list of warning signs that you're going to have a real difficult listing. Number 10, one of the neighbor's cars is up on blocks in the driveway. I can tell you right now, that's not a good sign. Number 9 would be one of your own cars is on blocks in the driveway. Number 8, the seller asks if you take a 4.5% listing for 30 days. You know right now you're in trouble. Number 7, your leg reminds the family dog of his first love. Number 6, the seller tells you that he enjoys the coolness of his home, and you discover the sun doesn't shine within 100 feet of the house. Number 5, the seller asks to be present at all showings so he can show the buyer receipts for all the improvements he's made. Believe me, it happens. Number 4, it's not only not a good drive-by, it looks more like a drive-in. Number 3, the house smells old and musty, even though it was just painted and recarpeted. And number 2, the quickest drive to the house is not the same as the directions you give to agents and buyers. You know, the approach to the house, you know, so you got to drive by the wrong neighborhood. And the number 1 warning sign to let you know that you have a real difficult listing is that the seller calls you and describes the make and model of a car that slowly drove by the house and asks you if there's any way you can find out if they're interested. The seller is that keyed in. And that happened to me about 15 years ago. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate will come back for the third segment. We'll have another real estate update, and we'll have a little comment on someone who their approach to rentals and raising rent and receiving bad payment and bounce checks. And that's about it. Fourth segment, of course, is the weekly multiple listing update. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.